Hello, good morning everyone. Now, our next topic this morning is the solid illusion of limitation and how to dissolve it. In personal counseling, the most frequent difficulty we encounter is the client's mental block of or illusion of limitation. That's block of or illusions of limitation. The client brings you a problem that is carefully defined in such a way that there can be no solution. Then, when you suggest the obvious way out, you hit the brick wall. That old bugaboo, I just can't. Those words, I just can't. They are filled with forces that entraps everything you do. It engraves, they inscribe themselves in your multidimensional spheres, and then you can't just do anything. This is symbolized in one of the traditional steps of the ancient mystery school initiations. The postulant is bound in strong chains. And cast into dark dungeon filled with bats, rats, and creeping things. If he is strong of will and purpose, he breaks the chains, turns on the light, and finds a clean and lovely room. Work like a charm. You know what it means when we say things work like charms? They are successful. Like when you say, my flight response works like a charm. The weaker initiate eventually finds. As the dawn brings light into the room, that the bats, rats, and creeping things were mere suggestions and the claims were only bits of straw. He had been imprisoned only by his own thoughts. People are imprisoned by their own thoughts. That's why Marcus Garvey said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. As Bob Marley said, none but ourselves can free our mind. The initiate's dawn is symbolic of what our limited earth consciousness would call physical death. Some people actually endure until the dawn of their transition into spirit life becomes something they much realize that the misery and limitations of a lifetime was indeed all in their heads. Our purpose here is to help you become the strong one who breaks the imaginary chains now and finds a bright and happy life as the immediate reward. Now we have to treat it gradually. To the people who are facing all kind of depression and mental attacks, we are suggesting a way out now. None but yourselves can free your minds. Each and every one of us is bound to exist in a space where misery, all this misery, does well exist. Like myself, for example, there used to be a time when I will kind of wake up in the morning with the fear that's phobia, that it's gonna be a bomboclat, bloody day. It's gonna be very bad. And the imaginations will take me from the flight response. It will just subdue the strength of my flight response. Then I'll be filled with fear, nightmares in the morning time. You see that? I'll be afraid to leave the gate early in the morning to do my attunement, that's my exercises. Then I'll be locked in the darkness of fear, terror, just wild imaginations, battlefield of my own creation, something very bad. Then what takes me to a next step is when I get to realize that these things are just my imaginations, a battlefield of my own creation. And indeed, I will always translate it into another language that not only myself understands, that people should also understand. Then that's why I come up with these things. I will write them down. I will write my fears. I will suggest. I will recommend the way out. Then kind of novel, and whereby I can publish now. I have to use this podcast to reach people everywhere. We've just treated something now, and next time we are gonna start from where we've stopped, so as to consider making my episode out of shorter segments.